I started out here in Manchester, a TV's Toshin Pianov, Dana Ron Bookman.
Good morning. Today's shiur is on the subject to do with COVID-19. It's to do with my new sefer which came out, camera on camera. New sefer came off the printing press two weeks ago exactly, and I brought it back here in suitcases, so if anyone wants to buy it, it's on sale here. It's limited supply. The reason it's limited supply is because I came with it in my suitcase, and I had limited baggage. I was able to pay for my baggage by, you know, paying extra suitcases, which is the third issue. How did I pay for extra suitcases? So there's a shaila at the moment, which is negiah to thousands and thousands of yidden across the globe, which is a serious problem. The problem started with COVID-19. The problem started, well, my problem started anyway, started in January 2020. I bought a ticket to go to Eretz Yisrael for Pesach. And in the middle of March, my ticket was cancelled because flights were cancelled due to COVID-19, no one was flying anymore. The airline, El Al Israel Airlines, was going to give a refund. And they held the money till a few weeks ago, and they decided they're going to return the money eventually. They always had liquidity problems. It was illegal holding the money, but they did it anyway. And given that they held the money, so they made an offer. They have liquidity problems at the moment as well. So they said, okay, you want your money back, we'll give you two options. First option is we'll give you your money back. And since we've inconvenienced you so long, so if you're a Matzmid member, that means you are a frequent flyer, on their frequent flyer program, they will give you 50 points, some of that bonus, in lieu of the fact that they held your money for so long. That's option one they give you. Option two is they'll give you a voucher. But the voucher will be 125% the value of the ticket. So if I paid a ticket for £400, the voucher will be £500. Now, these options have a problem, a question of ribis. So the first option is more obvious. We'll deal with the second option shortly. They owe me, let's say, £400. They say, well, because we held your money, we'll give you £400, plus a bonus of 50 points. Now, the 50 points do have shalom kesef, they are worth something. So, to take money plus a bonus for a debt sounds like it's a serious problem of ribis. So that option is certainly more difficult than the second option.
So is it a debt? It's a purchase. Why is it a debt?
They owe me the money. The second option, right? The second option is they're going to give me a voucher. 120. Now that's very useful because you can use a voucher to buy extra suitcases, which is what I did, and I'm still not sure if it's the correct thing. The mile of a voucher over the points could be that it's a repurchase. I'm not actually getting my money back, I'm just purchasing now with the credit a voucher rather than my ticket, so it may be easier. But the question is really, is it a debt? Do they owe me money? What's the Torah? Why do they owe me money? What's going on over here? El Al owe me money. I gave them money. They messed up on the deal. It was an oinus, it's true, but what's halacha? So Simon Reish Lamed based on Choshen Mishpat. Siv Tezov has a similar story. Let's say somebody sold a field to his friend. And what happened was, so the fellow's eating payroy, he's eating fruit over there for, let's say, a few months, and realizes there's a problem, it's a mekachtos, it's a mum. It's faulty, there's something wrong. So halacha is that something's faulty. So you go, you give back the field, and you get back your money. So if I paid £100,000 for the field, I get £100,000 back, and he gets his field back. No problem. However, during those 3-4 months, I was eating peiros. Let's say I was planting vegetables, I got vegetables. So essentially, I gave £100,000 to the moicher, to the seller. I got back 3 months later £100,000 plus the vegetables from the field. So are the vegetables something extra on top of the mechira? So the sma of an art, Simon Lamed Gimel, brings down from the levush, this is a problem of ribis. It's a problem of ribis, because if I give money to a moicher, he has full use of the money. When the bittul mekach, he has to give the money back to me. So because he has full use of the money, essentially I lend him the money. And the levush says that's called a loan, because he's holding my money, and he has use of the money, and he gives it back. Now, if it's a mechira, I get the money for a mechira, but I gave it to him knowing he's going to use the money. When there's a bittul nekach, the mechira is undone. So, betoiras, what I need to know now, why are they holding my money? Now, as if he cannot use the money, it's a pikadon ba'alma, it's just a deposit, and he can't use it, it's not a loan, because he's a minimum achrayas. But if he can use it totally, he has full achrayas on the money. Once a person has full achrayas, it is a loan. That defines on achrayas, defines if someone has something, money of mine, and they have full responsibility, whatever happens, his house burns down, his bank gets robbed, he's responsible anyway, that defines a halva. So Levush says that is a halva. Taking the vegetables is a problem of ribis. The sma says it might not be the same in this case as a field, because a field's exceptional, and the fact you find the hilchos ribis, you saw the mashkin, that means if I lend someone money, he gives me back a field as a deposit. Can I have fruit from that field? The answer is definitely not a chatchila. It's not ribis d'oraisa, because it's only a sofik. It may or may not produce peiros. If I may invest money in the field, and it'll be a loss. So if I lose money, I will not have ribis. Since it's a sofik, it's only a question of whether or not I will get revach from the field. It's not called ribis ketsutsa, because I took the field, I gave the money, it's only a sofik. Maybe or maybe not, I'll make a profit with it. In a case of sofik, it's not ribis ketsutsa. It is, however, avak ribis. It's definitely a problem of avak ribis, going to almost all the rishonim. So, however, in the case of, let's say, this is very negel and maisa, let's say if I go to a store in town, and let's say I buy an item, let's say I buy a mixer, right? And I'll buy it, I use it for a few weeks, and it's faulty. So I go back to the store, I say to them, listen, your mixer is faulty, and I want money back. Or I may say to them, listen, you have a satisfaction guarantee, I want my money back. Well, you're allowed to get your money back. But 1 second. I had use of the mixer for 3 weeks. That's worth money. What do you do about that? Because if I gave him money, and he held my money with full responsibility and full access to the money because he can use it, well, that's a loan. So that means after 3 weeks, I'm getting back my money, plus I have 3 weeks usage of the mixer. So why is that not ribis? And the answer is it probably is ribis. Because the whole svar of the sma to argue on levush is because only a sofik peiros, a field may or may not produce. But if I have the use of an item, it's definitely peiros. I'm definitely gaining. And therefore, to take the money back without reimbursing the seller for the use of the item is a problem. This happens a lot in car sales. A person buys a used car. Let's say buy for £2,500-£3,000 a used car. And after 4 weeks, he says, it's faulty, like the transmission is going, it was faulty from day one. And let's say the seller agrees, yeah, you're right, it's faulty. That's unusual, but it does happen sometimes. There's certainly a problem, the car, I agree, there's a crack in the whatever it is, I don't know, in the radiator, it's faulty. Fine, give it back, I'll give you your money back, I've no choice. 1 second. You have 4 weeks use of a car. So that means I gave you £2,500, I got back £2,500, plus I had the use of the car for 4 weeks. So to avoid the ribis, you're going to have to pay the seller for the usage of the car for 4 weeks, whatever that's worth. I bought it.
It was a sale, no.
Again, when I gave him the money, he has full responsibility for the money if it's a faulty goods. If he has full responsibility, that means it's a halva. That defines a halva. In retrospect, it's a halva, I'm afraid. But it's a halva. Now, the shaila is... The shaila is when he's holding my money. The mechira is bottle. The mechira is gone. It's bottle of mafreya. It means that I get the money is a mistake. I get the money is a mistake. That means when I get the money, what do you have the money for? It was a mistake. If he has the money is a mistake, because I got the car is a mistake. A bitl negachis is a mistake going on over here. That means he has the money, mistake. It wasn't a mechira. So then you have to know, what does he have the money in? Now he could say it's called gazela, he stole the money. But that's not very mashma. In the that he has to stolen the money, because then he's a thief. And probably not going to be a thief. The money's not going to be a thief. I gave it to him willingly. Now the problem is, I was a mekach tois. So if he misled me in the mechira, then it's like a gezela. But if he didn't mislead me, it was an oinus. It's very hard to say there's a gezela. It's very hard to say, no, I gave him the money to look after. Problem of oinus, al kapani. You have this dechui, maybe. Maybe they would say, no, it could be with that. I gave him the money for a mekach, and it wasn't a mekach. This may well be in the case of the car, maybe a bad kribis, not ktutsa, kenzai. If you buy an airline ticket, it says in the small print that in the event of flight cancellation, the airline has 30 days to refund your money. What does that mean? That means that if, let's say, my flight is meant to fly on, let's say, April the 1st, and they cancel my flight, they have 30 days. They don't have to give me the back money on April the 1st, because we understand there's liquidity issues. They can't just give everyone the money in 1 second. It doesn't work. So there's a provision when I buy the ticket that, in case of failure, they have 30 days use of the money. That is a halva, the holidays. So even if you have your shtikul toy to say, no, it's a geneva, wasn't really, but over here, and when I give the money for the ticket, I am acknowledging, in case of failure, they will have use of the money. And for 30 days, I am lending them the money. And that is, I signed it when I bought the ticket, that's what you agree on. In case of failure,
you think you have to put it back on the day they cancel the flight.
Also, they have the option.
Have the use of the money for us.
Again, so we'll cut... You bring noch an issue altogether, and there's a noch an issue which you're saying like this. How can I buy anything, pay for anything in advance? If I pay for something, the way Mekach Memka works is, I give money as consideration, I get something back. So if I buy a bag of potatoes, I give the money, I get the potatoes back. So therefore, there's an exchange taking place. If I give money and get nothing back till the future, so what did I get for my money? Something had to happen. So what typically happens is that, let's say I give money to a caterer to make my chasna. My chasna is in 2 months' time. I got back from him a commitment to make it. Now, what's that? Commitment to make, like he's an eved? What, to buy food? What have I got over here? The answer is, I've loaned him the money. Because what's going to happen is that after the chasna, wedding is over, I'm going to owe him, let's say, £5,000. £10,000. I'll loan him the money after the chasna. But until then, I don't owe my penny. So I've lent him the money in advance. I'm giving you money now. I'm giving you £10,000 in January the 1st. Chas is on March the 1st. Fine. So for 2 months, I've lent him the money because nothing else happened.
What have I got from it?
Who's you? Who are you?
I lent him the money. I gave him the money for the caterer.
Yeah. You have a loan. You have a shibud, you have a loan, he owes you the money, it's a shibud haguf. You lent him the money. What he's going
to
do is, he will give you back in a wedding. If the case of failure, he'll give you your money back. You're right. I'm not saying anything's wrong with it yet. I'm just saying this is what happens. Now, the problem is that if I give him money on January the 1st, £10,000, right, to make me the wedding, and now on March the 1st, when I make the wedding, I owe him the £10,000. He says, go, okay, great. £10,000 debt is cancelled. I'd rather pay you back. I give you a wedding instead of paying you back. Wonderful. Anything wrong with that? No, no problem. Except, what the caterer says to me is, okay, give me £10,000 on January the 1st. I'll make your wedding. If you want to pay on March the 1st, it's £12,000. Because I'll take money in advance, but you know, you want to pay the last minute? £12,000. That's a problem. Why? Because really what's happening is I'm lending the £10,000 and I'm getting £12,000 credit for them in 2 months' time. Yeah. How can you do that?
Yeah.
How can you give a discount? What does discount mean?
Early settlement discount.
Yeah. What's an early settlement discount?
You have an early settlement.
So an early settlement discount, what it means is if there's a debt extant already. Right, and he's paying back early. Let's say I have 30 days. Right? So again, let's say a wholesaler. I give him the produce, right? I'm a wholesaler, I give the store the produce, right? You want to pay me cash now on the phone? It's £100. You want to pay me next week? £120. Right? That is a problem of ribbis. Now, to do it the other way. Now, so what is? Fine. Okay. Right. Now, the other way round, for those who aren't know what's going on, is like this. The price of the wedding is £12,000. That's across the board. Now, I'll give you a discount if you pay in advance. Now, that can work in some cases only. It doesn't work across the board. Certainly, if you're mefarish, it's a problem. If I say, listen, £10,000 today, £12,000 2 months, no good. That's certainly good. I can't say it's £12,000, we'll sign on the deal, and then I'm allowed to let you off. But we have to agree on a price of £12,000 first. I can't leave it hanging, because once I leave it hanging, it's mefarish. I'm saying 10 or 12. So paying in advance also is a problem, even if you can say it's a discount, because like, discount, you know, it's a very nice word, but what exactly does it mean? You got to know what you're dealing with. Because if, essentially, I'm just dressing up, charging you interest, it's not going to help. There are other factors as well. I can only pay him in advance if he has the goods at the time. Poiskin, to give money in advance, let's say I want to give money to a farmer for his vegetables. The Gemara discusses the case in Samach Dalet. Gemara says, Rakana, Rabbi Yosef, the Shulchan Pirkei Rav, he was singing the Rav's Shir, and he heard them saying, Kori Kori. He heard everyone saying, cucumbers, cucumbers, talking about cucumbers, cucumbers. He says, well, damn, I didn't know what they're talking about. Cucumbers? The boss of Norfolk Rav, once Rav left the Shir, so then Omidu, he said to people there, my Kori, the Kori Rav, like, what's this cucumbers he's talking about? Like, he didn't ask the person next to him quite in the middle of the Shir, he waited till Rav had gone out. Said to him, what's cucumbers? Omilu, they said to him, hi man, the yoiv, Zuzi, Liginoi, Akori. Somebody gave money to a gardener for his cucumbers. And Ka'ozil, Kori, the price of Kori then was Asora, Kori, Bnei Zarto. The 10 cucumbers, but very puny ones, very small ones. So this purchaser said, one second, these aren't very nice cucumbers. Like, do you have anything bigger than that? So they said, oh, but you're even coming to. I'll tell you what, come back in a couple of weeks, they'll be much bigger. So you can get, even though normally if you come in 2 weeks' time for big cucumbers, I'll give you 5 for azuz. Because you have money now, I'll give you 10 for azuz. Pay me in advance. Is there a problem with ribis? I'm paying you now. At the beginning, you know, 2 weeks in advance. That means for my azuz now, that's consideration. What am I getting back? Nothing. In 2 weeks' time, I'm going to get 2 zoos worth of cucumbers. How can you do that? Because from ribis. Zog the Gemara, ikadomri omarova. Shabbat is okay. Why? Minei korobu. Because the cucumbers themselves are growing bigger. It's happening itself. Because the cucumbers themselves are appreciating in value, that's why it'd be mutter in the case of the garden to pay in advance and get something bigger at the end, only because the item in itself grows bigger. You see a Gemara in Ayin Gimel Pardesa. Similar case of Pardesa, where let's say there's a vineyard, and it's the beginning of the grape season, and the grapes is beginning to grow. Fellow comes up to the farmer, says, you know, I want to buy your grapes. I need grapes in 2 months, end of the season. You know, let's do a deal now. I'll buy the grapes now. It's not the case of Kori. You have cucumbers, I buy the grapes. So he says, okay, fine. Give me now money, £1,000 now, and in 2 months' time, come and I'll give you the grapes, end of the season, nice juicy grapes. Rav Osar. Rav says, you can't do it. And the Gemara says, why? Says the Gemara says that says Kim Delekamei Shavya Tvei, since it's going to be worth much more money in the future. So Mechzei Mischazei Kaganotale. It looks like he's giving him ribis interest. He's getting from the advance money. Taisa Kasha, what's going on? Cucumbers is okay, grapes is also. How do you explain the contradiction? Magid Mishnah and Perek Tes says the Teretz. The reason is because cucumbers grow by themselves, nothing else to do. So it's like you've already almost coined them. It's like when I got them, when I gave the money, the consideration I back, I got these pure cucumbers which are going to grow. However, in the case of Pardesa, a void is required. Grapes don't grow by themselves. It takes effort, but moicher has to be in material, has to be involved in the purchase. He has to make sure the vines are irrigated, pruned, got to plow the soil around them. Because there's work involved, you can't have the heter of the cucumbers. It doesn't work. If you want, the Evan Ozel says it more succinctly. He explains in the Magen Mishnah. He says, what happens is that if I give money to the vineyard, because he has to work for me to produce the grapes, he calls it a drora de chiyuv de gavra. Great words. What does it mean, drora chiyuv de gavra? A chiyuv de gavra means that there's, when I give consideration to somebody, I can get one, two things. I can either get the item, or I can get a shibbet aguf. The person owes me something. Chiyuv gavra, person owes me something, that is what a debt is. If I give money to somebody and I get back an obligation from him, let's say a shtarachov, he owes me the money, a debt, he has to pay me money, that is a chiyuv gavra. That defines a loan. A loan is responsibility on the person, not on the item. And once, and it could be on both, but once you have a drawer, once you've got a bit of a chiyuv gavra, once the person himself is obligated to produce the goods, that defines a loan. So once you have involved, the person himself has to be involved to produce the goods that I'm paying for in advance, you have a problem of a debt. Might not be a money debt, but he has to work for me, so he has the same principle. Because there's nothing that can use on how. The consideration was for nothing, only responsibility of the fellow himself to produce the goods. That is the same as responsibility to pay back a debt. Once the fellow is responsible to pay back a debt and give goods, that is a loan. Once you got a loan, your problem of ribis. In the case of the airline, how are they going to give me a ticket? Like, they are saying, when I pay money, let's say January 1st for a ticket, on March 1st, they are essentially saying, we will provide the service. We're going to maintain our planes, refuel them, clean them, cook your meal, whatever it is. Serious problem with buying a ticket in advance. The heter to buy a ticket in advance is, because who says it's going to be worth more money then? Because if I pay January 1st £300, could be if I buy a ticket on February 28th, the price tag will be, let's say, £250, because it varies. So the whole thing is a topic anyway, so it may not come to any problem of ribis. If it doesn't come to any ribis, so therefore there's no cuts altogether. If there mekach mem conversation buying something, it is a I'm buying a service, I'm buying the right to the seat. It's complicated, but that would be a reason why buying a ticket in advance would be okay. In the case of schirus batin, let's say renting a house, if I pay in advance and get a discount, is it mutter? They are not straightforward. If on the first day of the rent, let's say I take a property for a year, and on day one of the I move into the property and I say, okay, 10,000 in advance, 12,000 for the year, I've been out to pay 10,000 in advance because I've already started, I'm ready in the deal. A week beforehand, if I want to sign up a lease with somebody, and I say, listen, I want to start in 2 weeks' time, I'll pay in advance, give me a discount. Machlekes hapoiskim is a mutter. The sad heter is that I'm buying a right to move into the property and I have that right. It's a bit shaky. What is that? I'm buying a right? Like, if the fellow has to produce the goods, it's definitely a problem. So saying no, because you can get time as a commodity and the slots available now, and you're saying in real terms, time is here now. Okay, this is to do with relativity and space and time. But that's what you're saying essentially. Time, you can encapsulate time into envelopes, and now I can give time out to different people. I've got a house, you know, and each week I can give it. I own the whole house now. I own a whole year now. I can deal with time and dish it out. And therefore, when I give someone money in advance for time, I have the time. And he bought the time now, bought the slot. It's a bit weak. But that's the answer. The Jews, other places say you cannot do it. You can't give a discount because, again, what are you getting? I gave him the money, I've got an obligation back. There's no cucumbers, I think. Small cucumber, I got that. I got a time slot. Not very much. So, in the case now, go back to El Al. What's a voucher? A voucher is that they're telling me that we will give you in the future more money than you're giving us now. So, how do you do that? Because again, LR is saying now that they are giving me a voucher with 125% more because I'm letting them off the debt. Now, when they let me off a debt, they owe me the money. So now you could say, well, no, I'm just buying a voucher. And a voucher is not really worth more. Because let's say they owe me £400 cash. They give me a £500 voucher. So a £500 voucher now worth £400? Well, depends who you ask. But the problem is that since they aren't giving anybody else this deal, they're not saying you can buy a voucher on El Al, 25% discount. They don't do that. You want to buy a voucher on El Al, it's going to cost you dollar for dollar, pound for pound, shekel for shekel, whatever it is. The only reason they are giving me this discount is because they held my money. Well, that means, again, I am gaining a benefit from the debt.
Inconvenience.
Every loan is inconvenience. If I lend somebody money, right, it's inconvenience. Inconvenience is ribbis.
No, they're inconveniencing you for changing tickets.
The principle of ribbis. Go back to basics. Toyota asks ribbis. One Toyota asks ribbis. That means even saying thank you might be a problem in ribbis. Saying yashukoyach for a loan, if someone gives me a loan, right, I say to them, oh, yashukoyach, you should be benched. That is osur. Why? Because he gave me money, he's getting money back plus a bracha. Ribbis dvarim, it's osur, you can't do that. Saying thank you, mine a bracha, they're busy with thank you, is it mutter or not? Might be just common courtesy. But you can't give anything for a loan. What's behind it is, why do people want to pay for interest? Why do they want to say thank you? Why? Because they feel guilty. He's done me a favor. I don't want to feel indebted to this person. I don't want that. So I'd rather pay my way out of it. You give me a loan, £10,000. Okay, I'll give you £500. Leave me alone. We're not friends. It's a business deal. Torah doesn't want that. The Torah wants you lend somebody money. You have to do it with a full heart, and I'm so full hearted. You owe me nothing. Pay me back at least. But I give you £1,000 debt. £1,000 back, I'm happy, you owe me nothing at all. And in the mouth, the lender is expected to be able to project that feeling on the lender. I'm happy to give this to you, you owe me nothing for it. And then the lender doesn't have this feeling of, I have to get something back to him. Because the mouth is so gracious and so nice about it. That is why Torah asks us ribbis. So once I'm starting paying you because you did me a favor, inconvenience, whatever it is, you're missing the boat. That's ribbis already. The lender has to, the guy who's supplying the money, lender has to be so full of generosity, you owe me nothing, and the mouth and lover doesn't feel bad at all for taking anything. Inconvenience, being nice, politeness, all these things, they are all problems when it comes to ribbis. It's a big topic. I'll go upon it. The vow at the moment, the Eloshail is a problem. The books came on I used the voucher to buy extra suitcases, so I'm not sure if you can benefit from it. But the Eved, we can sell the book still, and have a good day. Go.